From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Hungarian authorities have shut down Budapest's main train station, stranding hundreds of migrants, mostly from conflict-ridden areas of the Middle East, who are trying to travel on to Austria and Germany. Hundreds of police escorted the migrants out of the Eastern Railway Station and blocked their re-entry Tuesday after an announcement over loudspeakers ordering all passengers to evacuate. There are no reports of clashes, unlike earlier in the day when hundreds tried to board a Vienna-bound train but were blocked by police. After being pushed out, the migrants congregated outside the station where they have set up makeshift camps. Some chanted, "Freedom, freedom," or "Germany, Germany." Asked why officials have closed the station and stopped the flow of migrants, a Hungarian government spokesman said officials are trying to adhere to EU law, according to Reuters. Al-Shabaab fighters used a suicide car bomb to attack an African Union force base early Tuesday in Somalia's lower Shabelle region, then stormed the site and engaged in a firefight with troops. The militants claimed they killed dozens of troops and seized the base, which the African Union mission in Somalia denies. There's no official confirmation of any casualties. Global stock market sagged Tuesday as gloomy manufacturing data from China and weak investment figures in Japan augured further uncertainty for investors after a brutal August. Britain's FTSE 100 fell 2.0% in early trading to 6,121.63. Germany's DAX sagged 2.5%. VOA News. Five Palestinians and an Israeli border policeman were wounded in a raid in the occupied West Bank to arrest a Hamas militant, the Israeli army and local media officials said on Tuesday. The fate of the wanted man was not immediately clear. The army said soldiers demolished a house in the city of Jenin in which he was suspected of hiding after they were shot at. A Hamas source in Jenin said the suspect was Bassam al-Saadi, a member of the Islamic Jihad group. The source said two Hamas activists were detained by Israeli forces. The State Department has released another 7,000 pages of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's emails sent and received when she was Secretary of State. The controversy over Clinton using a private account instead of a government account apparently has hurt her presidential campaign. Clinton denies sending or receiving any classified emails. The World Health Organization is implementing new reforms to better respond to a world health crisis. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General, Margaret Chan, did not declare Ebola an international public health emergency until August 8, 2014. This was more than 4 months after Guinea had declared Ebola a national health emergency. Dr. Chan says WHO will be implementing reforms in six main areas.
The development of a unified program for emergency. Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures for procurement, for staff deployment, and the management of our global resources.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An explosion at a chemical factory in eastern China has killed at least one person, according to government-run media. It's the latest in a series of deadly warehouse blasts that have raised questions about insufficient safety regulations. Pictures on Chinese social media showed a large fireball rising from what appeared to be an industrial area in Zhongjing, which is located in the eastern province of Shandong, late Monday. A news website run by the local government reported the explosion occurred at the Shandong Binyuan Chemical Company. The fire was extinguished about 5 hours later. A court in Thailand has found an Australian journalist and his Thai colleague not guilty of defamation over a report linking the Thai Navy to human trafficking ring. Alan Morrison and Chutma Sadasian each face 7 years in prison for an article. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.